What is going on, everybody? Happy Friday afternoon. Hope you're having a wonderful start to the freaking weekend, baby. About to have us some fun. Let's go. And I have this, this thought. I've been talking with lots of clients and potential clients lately. And the real question I have for you, if you're watching this right now, is like, or listening to this, is your health really a priority for you in your life right now? And so what I mean by that, I will tell you here after the intro, but so if you're new here, my name is Logan Manzanares. I'm a business owner, I'm a fitness professional, transformed well over 2,000 people's lives through this little thing we call health and fitness, real estate investor, husband, and father, and one of the most grateful people on this planet. And so this is a question that I will generally ask somebody as we're getting towards the place where we're getting ready to pick a program, right? We're picking a program, all of a sudden they have to make this commitment. They gotta make this commitment financially and their time-wise that they want to move away from what they're doing and do something different. And this is ultimately where all the reasons and excuses and the justifications and the like, I can't, I won't, it's not possible, all the fear sets in, the fear of like, what if this fails? What if I don't succeed? What happens if I look dumb, whatever it may be, like all these fears start to crowd our judgment. And it just becomes, it just seems at that point when we get into this emotional state that it's easier just to not do anything. And say exactly where we are, even though like the reason that they're there in the first place is because they're in a pain. They're not happy with their body. They're not happy with the way they look, the way they feel. They're not happy with their confidence levels. They're not happy with the way life is turning out. But all that is not as scary as the pain of looking silly, the pain of a failure, the pain of wasting money, right? The pain of wasting your time. And ultimately, this is the question that I ask somebody is like, is your health really a priority for you in your life right now? And most people will say yes. And I was like, well, in order for it to actually be a priority, it's like you must invest. There's two things that you invest that really show somebody if they prioritize something. And that's both their money and their time. And so I think logically people will understand that. But like when it comes to like using an example, like the example I love to use, somebody's like, okay, so let's say that you have kids or you have a spouse or you have both maybe, right? And they have a disease that is only going to be solved if you, if you're the one who basically helps them solve this by you losing the weight or by you hitting a certain goal, right? And so now all of a sudden it's like, do you think you can find time? Do you think you can find the resources to save your kid, right? Of course, the answer is yes, right? You do anything for your kid. You do anything for your spouse, right? Because they're a priority, right? You always figure it out. But when it comes to ourselves, it's really easy for us to make ourselves like last priority. It's like, we'll put our kids first. We'll put our job first. We'll put our family members first. And ultimately, we end up by default at the bottom of the pecking order, and then we realize, or then we for some reason wonder why we look the way we do and why we're not happy with the way our life is turning out. Because, and all of a sudden we start to feel resentment, we start to feel like almost like entitled that like I deserve things because all these things are for other people, like back to me. And when you actually truly make yourself a priority, when you make yourself number one, so you move yourself from last to first, it's crazy what happens, right? What ends up happening is that you see life through a different lens. You start to realize that actually, when you actually take care of yourself first, make yourself priority number one, you're actually able to take care of your kids better, way better. You're able to take care of your spouse better. Your life is way better. And the reason why that is because like you can't pour from an empty cup. It's the same reason why when you're on an airplane and they're doing their little seatbelt thing on the beginning of the airplane, they do the mask drop down. So they ask you to put your mask on before you put on anybody else's mask if you have young infants. It's because like if you pass out and you like aren't there to be able to put it on your infant, like plain and simple. And so that's very much a really good analogy for life, is that like if you're not taking care of yourself, then like you can't take care of your kids. Like the same habits that you have are the same habits your kids are going to have. It's the same habits that your spouse is going to have. And so ultimately, like, by you thinking that you can take care of everybody else without taking care of yourself, you're in fact taking care of nobody, including yourself, right? Which is like the worst thing of all. And so how do you make yourself a priority, right? How do you do it? Number one, you like actually start to think about like what is best for you and like putting yourself first and saying like, you know what, instead of making my excuses for why I'm not successful because I'm busy, because I have kids, because I have all these other things, like make it your reason. Make it the reason why you show up powerfully, why you get up earlier, why you stick to your plan, why you are doing it is for your kids, for your spouse, and for yourself. And when you're able to do that, man, it becomes a lot more fun. It's a lot more freeing. And you lead from the front, you lead by example, and you're actually able to do things you never thought you could do. And you actually inspire people you never thought you'd inspire. And life's a lot better than you ever thought it could be. And it's a lot easier because not only are you now doing it for yourself, but other people are doing it, noticing, they're seeing it. And you know what? When you see that, when you see how much it actually like starts to like spread out and it starts to help them out, like all of a sudden it becomes fun, it becomes a game. It's not just about you anymore. And now it becomes about how do you help more people? And that's honestly how most people get into health and fitness, is because they have this transformation themselves. And they're like, hey, I really want to help people. And so that's kind of the cool part about it. And so when you put yourself first, you ultimately, it's not that you put yourself, you don't put your, like, you're not putting your kids last, you're not putting your husband last. It's just understanding that when you take care of yourself, you're able to take care of them better. You're able to take care of everybody in your life a lot better. Your life is just a lot better when you're happy. And if you're not happy, like, it doesn't matter, because they can sense it, they can feel it. And in turn, like, they're not gonna be happy if you're not happy. It's really that simple. You can't fill their cup up if your cup's not filled up first. So that's the question I have for you, is like, is your health really a priority for you right now? And if it isn't, why? Like, why isn't it a priority? Is it because all these other things are priorities? And think about all the reasons and justifications, and start to think about it as like, is that really the reason why? Or am I just like, I haven't decided that I want to do this for myself. You haven't realized like the scope of like what it's costing you to put yourself last, to put off the exercise plan, to put off the nutrition plan, to continue to procrastinate. Like, what is it actually costing you? When we start to think about through like what it's actually costing you, it's like, man, is it worth it? And that's really the question you got to ask for yourself. So, yeah, make yourself a priority. Like, you are a priority. Like, you deserve it. You're worth it. And you can freaking do it. So I hope this message really resonated with you. If it did, please like, comment, share, all the good stuff. I'm gonna drop our free 42-day belly fat fasting guide here, whether you're watching this on the podcast or on the video, and take advantage of that.